lessons. It's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello there once again, Vaughan Bennison with you for this edition of New Horizons. This week, as promised, we'll have part two of the interesting discussion with Neil Jarvis regarding the Roundtable. For those of you who didn't hear last week, or just as a reminder, the Roundtable on Information Access for People with a Print Disability is an organisation which is formed up of many blindness organisations, particularly service organisations, but also Blind Citizens Australia is a member, and they meet for the annual conference every year around about May. And I attended the conference in 2017 and spoke to Neil as part of his role as the president of the Roundtable, just to find out what sort of things the Roundtable was up to. If you'd like to hear part one of that discussion, then have a look at last week's program and you'll hear all about it. This week, though, we move towards finding out about the future of the Roundtable and the future of technology and other things for people with a print disability. One of the themes for this year, Neil, has been technology and the way that the advent of technology impacts on the lives of people with a print disability. Mm. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I think inevitably technology and print disability dovetail and overlap quite heavily. And it's right that we actually recognise that and talk about how that happens, but also how it's changing. There have been some really interesting discussions about the kinds of technologies we've used over the many, many years that blind and low vision people and people with print disabilities have been accessing information. But what's happening now is that technology is, first of all, it's a cliche, but it's true. It's evolving rapidly and exponentially, and it's dropping in price, and that's going to be important to our constituency, because as we all know, one of the biggest barriers to access isn't just the lack of information, it's the price of it, and the price of the tools that enable you to access it. So that's changing, and technology is coming down. And one of the reasons it's coming down in price is it's being mainstreamed. You're seeing no longer the domination of technology for print disabled people by specialist niche organisations. And let me be really clear, there's nothing wrong with specialist niche organisations. They provided a fabulous service to our community for generations now, and decades certainly. But what we need is for the mainstream big players to recognise their responsibilities, but also the potential commercial market for them of print disability. So you're now seeing that with obviously groups like Apple, who have things like the iPhone with very accessible technology built into that. We're seeing it with Google and the Android suite, and lots of phones that you can just pick up from an ordinary shop and install accessible technology, which gives you access. Amazon's getting in the game now with things like Alexa and the ability to actually not just access your computer, but actually talk to a device which will serve you content. So you don't even need to be a whiz kid anymore with technology, or someone who's like you and I are, who love technology. You can be someone who doesn't want to go near a computer, but you can talk to a speaker in the corner of your room and read the paper or find out a recipe or whatever you want it to be. So that's an example of where technology is changing, and it absolutely is bringing print disability along with it.
And of course, there's the obvious one, which is the Orbit Braille Reader, the very first ever low cost Braille Reader, which will hopefully put Braille in the hands of people who really can't afford it, especially in developing countries and other parts of the world where the technology that we enjoy isn't so prevalent.
That's a really important thing for us, because I think that Braille has a very rosy future. But the reason it has that is that Braille is transferring, if you like, or at least evolving, from being just hard copy, which it's always been, into hard copy and electronic. And I use deliberately that combination of words, because I don't want people to think that I'm an advocate for getting rid of hard copy. I'm not. There is definitely a place for hard copy Braille, and there always will be. But for a lot of people, electronic braille will be the way that they access a lot of their information, because with electronic braille, you can carry a veritable library around with you in your pocket, which you can't do with hard copy braille that so easily. But the barrier has always been price. It's always been cost. And the very people that need it most are often the ones that can afford it the least. And that was absolutely the purpose of the Orbit Braille Reader and the Transforming Braille Group, which came up with that idea, was to produce a device that was low cost, fairly simple to use, so it's not got the bells and whistles that some of the advanced devices have. It's not trying to compete with them. It's trying to give people who don't have any way of acquiring an expensive Braille device the means to do that. And definitely, I think that will be good for people in developing countries, as you say, but I also know it'll be good for people in countries like Australia, where there are a lot of blind people on fixed or very low incomes.
Cost is a really important factor, and I know that you've mentioned that there are individuals who have made their way to the Roundtable Conference with the assistance of funding. Can you give us some more information about that?
Yeah, we're very fortunate that for a number of years now we've been supported by a generous grant from the Department of Social Services, which is a Commonwealth government body. And they have a fund which is specifically designed to enable disabled people to attend disability-related conferences. And the Roundtable fits squarely into that bracket, I'm glad to say. So for the last few years, they have supported us brilliantly by enabling us to offer a subsidy, basically, to consumers who would otherwise not be able to attend a conference, especially if it's out of state for them. But it enables them to get the flights, to have the accommodation at the hotel, and things like that. And it doesn't usually pay for their entire expenses, but it makes a big contribution to those expenses, and that includes the reduced registration cost, which we also charge to consumers. So we can do that thanks to the generosity of the DSS, and we always would like to acknowledge that. But for us, it's very important that consumers are present, because they will ask producers and distributors and creators the questions that they actually need to be asked.
Neil, just before we go, can you give us some contact details for the Roundtable and perhaps some ideas as to how people might become involved?
Absolutely. There's lots of ways to become involved. As we're a membership or an organisation-based membership organisation, in most cases you would do that through a particular organisation. And if you go to our website, which is www.printdisability.org, there will be a list of current members on that site, and many of them are names that you'll all know. You can also work through the Australian Braille Authority, through the various regional Braille forums that exist, and that's another way to get involved with both the ABA and Roundtable. And absolutely, if you want to contact me directly to talk about Roundtable, I'm really happy to do that. My email address is my name is Neil Jarvis, and my email address is njarvis, which is all one word, at blindfoundation, that's all one word, .org.nz. And if you wish to contact our administrator at Roundtable, that's a very simple email address, admin@printdisability.org. admin@printdisability.org, and she will forward any messages that come into that inbox to me. I'll happily contact anybody who wants some information. We can also be reached by phone, but if I give you those to start with, that's probably
Neil, thanks once again for joining us.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
And I look forward to talking to you next year and find out how things have developed.
Me too. Thank you.
And that was part two of our discussion with Neil Jarvis, the president of the Roundtable on Information Access for People with a Print Disability. Now, you may remember that about a year ago, I spoke to Neil about the Orbit Braille Reader. That's, for those of you who don't know, the low-cost Braille Reader, which has been talked about for some years, which will be soon available from Vision Australia. This is a product which has been worked on by many organisations around the world, and it's what is called the Transforming Braille Project. The Orbit Braille Reader will be out sometime in the next couple of months. I believe that units are currently shipping, so it's very exciting times. I don't know what the cost for this will be, but certainly contact Vision Australia, who will be the Australian representative for the Orbit Braille Reader. It's a 20-cell Braille display. If you want to find out more information, there is plenty of information available on different websites, and also you can check out the program last year where I spoke to Neil about the Orbit Braille Reader. Couple of things that are coming up this week and in future weeks. It's Macular Degeneration Awareness Week this week. Now, macular degeneration affects many people, particularly over the age of 50. And this week is all about bringing awareness of macular degeneration, how to deal with it, how it's not curable, but certainly how you can slow it down and how you can be aware of what the symptoms are. So if you feel like you have macular degeneration, then contact the Macular Degeneration Foundation and find out more information. Now, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago and again last week that there was a policy officer position available at Blind Citizens Australia. That position has now been filled, and we can tell you that Katrina Taylor is the person who will be policy officer with Blind Citizens Australia. No information yet as to when she will be starting, but sometime in the next few weeks, I would think. And hopefully we'll be able to talk to her on future programs. Speaking of future programs, if you have anything you'd like to have featured on New Horizons, then get in touch. My email address is new.horizons@bca.org.au. That is new.horizons@bca.org.au. Alternatively, you could ring the Blind Citizens Australia main office on 1-800-033-660 and they'll get a message to me. So, as I say, if you have any feedback or if you have anything you'd like to hear featured on New Horizons or find out more about. There's a lot happening in the blindness sector at the moment, so it's difficult to know what to feature over the coming weeks, but in the next couple of weeks, we'll be hearing from Fia Dumsma, who you may remember we spoke to last year, and she's with Sono Kids Australia. They've got a new product out that I'm quite keen to tell you about. Also, we'll be hearing from Jennifer Grimwade, who is the CEO of the Australian Blindness Forum. Now, if you're anything like me, you didn't really know a lot about the Australian Blindness Forum, so you won't want to miss that program. We'll also hear more about updates from Blind Citizens Australia. It's important that we remember that coming up in the next few months will be the National Convention, and that there aren't any state conventions this year. However, there are likely state branch forums around the country. If you're a member of your local branch, then it's important that you find out when those meetings will be held. There are branches in many states of Australia. I won't go into them now, but there is a list of branches on the BCA website, and you can find out more information there. I'm Vaughan Bennison, and I present New Horizons each week on behalf of Blind Citizens Australia. It goes out on the RPH network, and it's also available on community stations across Australia, and it's available as a podcast and on-demand listening for people who don't have access to a local station or people who live overseas. If you'd like to donate to Blind Citizens Australia or just find out what's happening in the world of blindness and low vision these days, get in touch with them. 1-800-033-660 is the phone number, or www.bca.org.au is the web address. You could email them if you like, bca@bca.org.au, and as I said previously, that email address to get in touch with me is new.horizons@bca.org.au. Do take care and join me again next week for New Horizons.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.